This is a quick review of Mishnah Berurah Siman Resh Mem Dalid Seifim Dalid Gimel Dalid and Hey. So Mechaber says in Sif Gimel and Banu Einam Yehudim LeYisrael Bayis B'Shabbes B'Isser. If a non-Jew built a house for you B'Isser, as we'll explain in a moment what the Isser was, Nachol Nahachmir Shalei Kansubo. It's best, it's correct to be machmir and not to enter it, meaning not to utilize this house. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Tes quotes the Magen Avraham that we're talking specifically about a case where it was only Aser Mishum Maris Ayin. Specifically, he was building a house in a mutter way. He was doing it Adaita Denavshe. It was a contracted job, but it was known that he was doing it for you, and therefore it was Aser Mishum Maris Ayin, and that's where we say that it's good to be machmir not to go into it. But if it would be something that you paid him to do on Shabbos, or he did dafka the work for you on Shabbos, then it would be usur for you forever, and for other people with kadesh yasu, meaning you'd have to wait the amount of time that it would take to do that work without having done the work on Shabbos. That's one day. That's the Magen Avraham's explanation. However, he quotes other achronim who are mekel, even if it was usur medina, even if he had, you know, had it done for him on Shabbos, and you just have to wait kadesh yasu. You don't have to usur it on the person for whom it was built forever. Now, in the Dirshu footnotes, it points out from Rav Shlomo Kluger that this applies even if it's if the part of the house was built on Shabbos. Not the entire house was built on Shabbos. It's that it was built all 7 days, and 1/7 of the house was built on Shabbos. It's still just as usur based on the dais that we have. Now, he quotes also from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is a little bit mesupuk. He says he's not sure if the house was built by a non-from Jew, are you allowed to get hanah from it? And he leaves it as a tzarachiyana, because on one hand, there's an isser for a goy, so kal v'chomer should be worse for a Jew. On the other hand, there is no isser for a Jew in this case. There was dafka isserim for goyim, because they didn't make zeiros against Jews doing melachas on Shabbos, because they didn't think that Jews would be doing melachas on Shabbos, or they didn't think that it was appropriate to make zeiros against Jews doing melachas on Shabbos. For whatever reason, these zeiros only apply to a goy. On the other hand, the Sheva Levi, Rav Vosner, disagrees, and he says that since there is no such din midrabanan to get hana from something that was done from a Jew on Shabbos, so then it is mutter for you to live in the house. He says it's best to be machmir so as not to encourage people to be mechal Shabbos, but meikar adin, you can't really say that it's going to be aser. In Simchat and Chafal, Mishnah Berurah points out that even though you shouldn't quote-unquote enter the house, but it is mutter to sell the house to a non-Jew. Now, the Ramah writes, miu im hisna Yisrael im eino Yehudi shelo lasos melacha b'Shabbos. Let's say you tell the guy, I don't want you to work for me on Shabbos. Eino Yehudi asa bal korcho lemar lahashlam melacha. But the non-Jew said, I want to work on Shabbos to finish up quicker. Ein lachush. V'ayin l'kama and simen tavkuf mem gil. He says, there is no chashash there because you dafka told him not to do it, and he did it anyway. In Sifkotin Chaf Beis, he points out that you actually had a deal with the guy and you told him in advance, and he should have been careful not to do it, but you at that point we're not going to say that you have to yell at him further to not do his work. Although the Magen Avraham is not so convinced, and he thinks that you actually have to yell at him, and therefore Mishnah Berurah concludes that if you see him doing the work, you should try to tell him not to do it. But the Eliyahu Rabbah points out that it says you don't actually have to lose money over this. You don't have to give him extra money, or sometimes what will happen is you'll end up losing money over it, because since you already set up the deal in advance that he shouldn't work for you on Shabbos, you really did your job. However, if you didn't set up in advance that he shouldn't work for you on Shabbos, then you might then the Mishnah Berurah says you have to lose money in order to get him to stop doing the work for you on Shabbos, because you were a bit of a posheya that you should have made a deal with him in advance that he's not supposed to work for you on Shabbos. Seif Dalet. Meleches Farhesya Afil B'Metaltalin Kigon Svina Hayadu LiYisrael. If a non-Jew is doing work for you in public and it's well known that this is for you, meaning it's a boat and everyone knows it belongs to a Jew, dina kamo meleches mechuber. That's the same thing as if a guy is working in your field, meaning we aser it mishum maris ayin. And the Magen Avraham is quoted in Sivkat and Chav Gimel that this is dafka when he's doing it in a public place, because if he's doing it in private, there is no Maris Ayin over there. I mean, as long as he's not doing it in a Jewish guy's house. Seif Hey says the Mechaber, im sachar eino Yehudi l'shana o l'shtayim, shiichtov lo shiereg lo beged, harei ze kosei v'oreg b'shabes. If you have a long-standing deal with this guy that he's going to work for you, and he's going to be your scribe, then he's going to be your tailor, he can do it for you also on Shabbos, because it's like you told him he could do it whenever he wants. Two important conditions. Number one, you shouldn't have a daily deal with him, because otherwise you're going to end up being paying him for what he did on Shabbos. And number two is that it can't be in the Jewish person's house, as we've just mentioned a second ago. So in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham, and he says that based on the way he's understanding the Rambam, as we'll see next time, the Shita the Ravid argues on the Rambam, but this is all within the Shita the Rambam in the Mechaber. He says that if you specifically have the guy on a retainer that he's supposed to work for you constantly, then that's considered a problem, because it says if you told him to work for you on Shabbos. Then he quotes the Taz, that he says, nah, that's also going to be mutter, because in the end of the day, you don't care if the guy works for you on Shabbos or he works double time on Sunday. You just want the jobs to get done. He quotes further from the Taz, that if you told him that if you told him he has a certain amount of time to do it, So if it's impossible to get the job done without working on Shabbos, then that counts is if you told him to work for you on Shabbos. Even if it's possible that he would work through the night on Sunday, still that's considered that as if you asked him to do the work for you on Shabbos, and then you are not allowed to get that benefit.